Our next speaker, building on what John gave us in the application of enterprise risk analysis, is Dr. Jay Parsons. Jay was raised on a farm in western Nebraska, was formerly on the faculty at Colorado State University, and is now working with producers as a faculty member at the University of Nebraska-Lincoln. He spent his career working in the arena of risk and risk management. So with that, Jay, I will let you take over and give us some explanation about the application of risk, enterprise risk analysis.
Thank you, Jeff, for the introduction, and thank you, John, for the nice overview of enterprise risk analysis. As both of them mentioned, I'm now going to move on and take a quick look at an application using one of the case studies from our course, and I'll be using the Everett Ball Ranch. And what I'm going to use as a foundation for that is the risk management process that John had mentioned earlier. So we're going to use this and walk through it in the context of the case study itself. And keep in mind that a process is really just a series of actions that is meant to lead us toward a particular result. And in this case, the result that we are looking for is identified by the objectives involved in our risk management decision-making scenario that we're working with. So that's all a part of establishing the context, and the context itself is just looking internally and externally at the current situation that we're working with. Objectives tells us where we want to head from where we're currently at. And then the second big chunk of the process itself, of course, is the risk assessment. And John's said quite a few words on that were very good and went through those pieces thoroughly. I'll just emphasize that when we're doing the risk assessment, we're looking to lead ourselves toward more consistently receiving good results. And those words were chosen very carefully because this is risk and there are no guarantees of good results. But the whole idea of having a nice process and a good series of actions that you take that hopefully are leading you toward your objectives is that more consistently you achieve those objectives. So let's take a look at this in the context of our case study, the Everett Ball Ranch. We're going to start with establishing the context. And there's a lot of details that are provided in the course itself on the context of the ranch that they're working with, both the internal components and the external components. We don't have time to go through all of those here today, and really just the main details are up here that we need to work with, and that is this is a ranch that's been in operation for going on 75 years here. They have about 15,000 acres to work with. They run 500 mother cows year-round using standing and harvested forage. It was established by Everett Ball Sr. back after World War II, and it's currently being run by his son, Everett Ball Jr., who is 65 years old and also has a son, Everett III, that is working in the operation and looking to inherit it. A lot of other details provided within the case study itself as a part of the course, but that's enough for us to work with here today. So with that, the balls we're looking at, you know, what are the objectives that we're trying to achieve with this? And, of course, a simple one is they want to make money, right? They want their revenues to exceed their costs. So they're all in agreement on that. We can't be losing money on this operation and keep it in the family for years to come. So So with that established, of course, it's good to go ahead and establish a goal of what they're trying to achieve and put some numbers to that objective. And the goal that they came up with in the context of the case study that we have put together is the goal of the probability that the revenue exceeds their cost 90% or greater of the time. So basically 9 out of 10 years they want to make money in this operation, and they've established that as one of their goals. So that gets our context in place to begin their look at the operation. So then we move on to the assessment phase and the risk identification phase. And John mentioned these five different areas of risk to be concerned with: marketing or price risk, production risk, financial risk, institutional and legal risk, and human risk. And the balls have all five of these, but in their discussions, they decided that the ones most important to them to address early on in terms of their impact and their ability to do something about it were marketing risk and production risk. In the interest of time today, we're just going to look at the marketing risk piece that they analyzed. So they had established the goal of making money, and then as they looked at the marketing risk piece, they further wanted to look at that in terms of what are our objectives as far as controlling and managing our market risk. So they revisited this idea of making money, and they said, what can we add to that from the marketing risk standpoint? And they said, well, in general, our objective is to get a high price for our product. When we go and sell our calves, we want to get the best price possible. But they said, you're not always going to get the best price. So in the context of their discussions, they decided to set a goal. And the goal that they came up with was the average sales price that they receive in October for their calves when they wean them and take them to the market. They wanted that price that they received to be in the top 35% of what's reported for the month of October at their local auction market. So they want to be in the upper end, upper third, if you will, of the price category for what they see actually go through their local auction market in October. So they set themselves a nice clear goal that they want to achieve in the context of accomplishing this objective of getting a good price. So with that in mind, then they go and they look at their different options. They're trying to analyze the risk that they have available and look at the different options they have for managing it. John mentioned these five different options they could avoid it. Well, that's kind of out of context right now. They're into the cattle business right now. But reduce the risk, transfer the risk, increase the capacity to bear the risk, and accept the risk. And as a part of the course, we have pretty detailed discussions of each of these and examples of each of them. What the Balls outcome from their discussion resulted in, if you will, is that they decided they wanted to look at transferring this market risk outside of their operation, and specifically they wanted to consider three different actions they could take. One of them was to enter into a private contracting agreement with somebody to purchase their cattle, which of course would transfer all of the impending market risk to that other party. We also wanted to consider put options on the Board of Trade. And then the last one they wanted to consider was the Livestock Risk Protection, or LRP, insurance contract that's offered through FDA. And, of course, that is similar to a put option, except for it is an insurance product, and it's what we might call a European put, in that you pay the premium, and then there's no options for getting out of it. Between now and the end, you just see how things work out, and it protects you at the end of the day in October against any market downturns. So that gives you a feel for how we step through that process. You'll notice that there's still a lot of work to be done in terms of actually analyzing those. That's beyond the context of what we have time for today. But the process itself, the important part of it is that it gives you a foundation to think through just the different actions that you could take along the way, the path towards coming to a good decision when it comes to risk management. So it's ongoing, there's iterations to it, and so on and so forth to think about. But this is in the context, of course, of managing that enterprise risk associated with their cattle operation. So with that, I'm going to go ahead and conclude the content piece of our short webinar here today and turn the microphone back over to Jeff for our conclusions and questions.
Thanks, Jay. Appreciate that. You did a really nice job of giving us a real-life application of the process that John laid out. Both of you did a fine job of really making this process, understanding of risk, very applicable to real-life farmers and ranchers as they manage their operations and try to improve profitability and sustainability. Again, I want to thank both you, John, and you, Jay, for your fine work.